Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, we dive deep into how to keep the dream alive if you are teetering on whether to continue or whether to give up. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Next Level You. I am Jamie Lang and I am so grateful to be here with you and excited about this episode. This is definitely something that is close to my heart, especially recently. There have been many, many feelings of teetering of, you know, should I give up on a goal or should I continue going? And so this episode really comes from, you know, finding ways to keep the dream alive, keep that fire burning inside you. Now, there's one thing that we can't, you know, change or control, and that's what happens to us. But what we can change and control is our response and reaction to what happens to us. You know, it's not what happens, but the meaning that we give what happens that will affect our life. So how do we keep that dream alive? So first of all, you know, I want to just share with you something personal that I don't even remember how or exactly when this started, but my dream was always, has always been since I was a late teenager, to have a business of my own, to be an entrepreneur, to be able to earn my own money in my own business and be my own boss. Now, no one in my family had ever been a business owner or an entrepreneur. So I don't actually know where this goal was born or what inspired me to want that for myself. All I can assume is that it was something so deep inside me that maybe from a previous life or maybe my higher calling, but it was so strong that I couldn't ignore it. The gut feeling and the burning desire within me started from such a young age. I could feel it so strong, like I had done it before, that there was no other option but to follow that path. Now, if I, you know, hadn't have followed that path, then that could have led and would have led rather to a unfulfilled life, to a life of settling instead of striving for what I really want. So, you know, examples of deep desires for you might be in travel. Maybe you're someone that, you know, has always wanted to travel as or is traveling, might be traveling the world. It could be starting and having a family. It could be wanting better relationships, maybe with the ones that you've got, or maybe creating new relationships. As it was for me, it could be starting a business or building financial freedom and stability. Whatever your deepest desires are for you, they are there for you. They are there to inspire you to take action in order to create the life that you really want. But the road to anything is not straight. The road to creating big goals specifically doesn't come without its challenges, without hurdles and obstacles that you need to overcome. But that's okay, because that's all part of the journey. And so this episode is about how do you keep that dream alive in you despite the obstacles, despite the challenges, despite the time potentially that it's going to take you. Maybe you've tried something before and didn't quite hit the mark, and you know, you're teetering on, well, is that really meant for me? Maybe you're frustrated for not being where you want to be or where you think you should be or where you feel you should be. You know, that's why you're teetering on whether to give up. I want to ask you, compared to what and according to whom are you, I guess, comparing or justifying where you're at in your goals? Thomas Edison, in some people's eyes, failed to create the light bulb 1,000 times or over 1,000 times. When he was asked about that, about the failures, his reply was, I didn't fail 1,000 times. I found 1,000 ways that didn't work before I found the way that worked. Now, obviously, I'm completely paraphrasing there, but you get the idea. So if you're going for something and you've come up with a challenge, you've come up with a hurdle, or you are, you know, questioning whether it's worth it, whether you should keep going for it, think of Sir Isaac Newton that took over 1,000 ways to find the way that did work for the light bulb, which we all enjoy the his, you know, invention and creation daily. My daughter recently is playing football. Now she's tried probably every code of football, but her passion is NRL. And after a few years of having, you know, to put it bluntly, a few crappy seasons with coaches and with teammates, she's decided to change codes. And, you know, that was a lot, I guess, for me to understand in her way of thinking. But in rather than giving up on, you know, a sporting, not even a career at this age, but a sporting performance or in the enjoyment, she's changed codes, and that's keeping the dream alive in her of continuing on that trajectory that she could have very easily have given up completely. So think about, you know, what are you comparing to whom, and according to whom should you be at a certain place already? Examples for myself in my business specifically. Back when I was 26, I started a life coaching business. And, you know, I look back at that time. Well, number one, I don't think that, you know, I gave it enough time. I did get clients. I was doing well, but life circumstances took me in another direction. Fast forward even 10 years from that business, I'm at 36 and I am running a martial arts studio with five locations across Western Sydney, you know, where the revenue is multiple hundreds of thousands per year. I've got a team of, you know, 15 instructors. We've got, you know, hundreds of students, and it was booming. In my eyes, I was being successful, you know, but if I hadn't gone through my life coaching business in order to continue with that dream of keeping, you know, keeping the dream alive inside me of creating success, potentially I could have gone back to an employed position and not followed through. You know, I, at the age of 24, until I was 26, I went through IVF to try and start a family. I desperately and deeply wanted to have children. Now, fast forward to when I was 32, I had two beautiful girls, but the process of getting there was that I wasn't in the right relationship, that I had to, you know, find the right partner, but that I ended up having the girls naturally. And so, you know, definitely having gone through those obstacles helped me get to where I ultimately wanted to be. a house. You know, I had was post-divorce and was renting. I had no ability to be able to buy in Sydney. You know, at the time, if anyone that lives in Sydney knows how expensive it is. But then fast forward 10 years, we've built, you know, near the beach. We are, you know, about to now fast forward another 10 years. We're about to start building our dream home even closer to the water. So, you know, everything happens as it is meant to. But sometimes it takes longer, and sometimes there are hurdles and challenges that you need to overcome. But the key here is understanding and learning how to keep that dream alive, you, despite the things that pop up along the way. So what is stopping or slowing your progress? Now, I've said this word a couple of times, and every time I've said it, I have cringed a little bit because it's absolutely something that I pick up on my own language. But are you shoulding on yourself? Are you saying, I should be here? Or are other people saying you should be there already? Shoulding on yourself is detrimental to progress at any level. You are right now exactly where you are meant to be. So start counting the small wins and the progress, because that all adds up. You know, if I go back to my example of my life coaching business to then when I was running our martial art business across Western Sydney, the progress, you know, each, I guess, month or a year, if I look back, it was steady and consistent. Things don't happen in big leaps, but then looking back, you can see the big leaps that do actually occur with all the little steps that happen along the way. So stop shoulding on yourself. That's not going to help with keeping the dream alive of your whatever your goal is. You are where you are meant to be, and count the small wins in the progress. It all adds up. Get out of your own head and own way. When you start to question yourself and your ability, you are standing in direct alignment or directly to where you need to be. So get out of your head and your way. Shift your perspective. Rather than ask questions such as, why aren't I there yet? Ask a better question of, what can I do today to inch myself closer? So, you know, going back to the example of my daughter with her sport, she, you know, was saying things to herself of, you know, well, why aren't I getting field time? Or, you know, why is he choosing other players over me? And rather than asking that, it was, what can I do in order to get more field time? What can I do in order to make my game better? What can I do in order to improve my skills? So shift your perspective of where you're at and the questions that you're asking, and how you can improve where you are today. Think about what it would mean to you to not have what you are desiring. And this for me has been something that has come up recently of, you know, I've got a lot of things going on in my life, and I've got a lot of strings being pulled. And there have been thoughts of, you know, this is all too hard. I should give up. And just the thought of what that would mean, of settling, of going back to employment permanently, of, you know, I would fast forward in my brain what my life would look like in a year, in 5 years. That pain or that discomfort of the reality of what that would look like in my life is enough to push me forward and snap me out of that thought pattern of giving up. And so if you can create enough pain for yourself of what your life would look like if you don't get what you want, That's enough to propel you forward past the current obstacle or hurdle that you're facing. For the pain of regret far outweighs any pain of discipline. That's all I've got for you on today's episode of Keeping the Dream Alive in You. As always, if you know anyone that would resonate with what we're talking about, feel free to share. Go ahead, tag me in a post if you find that this deeply resonates with you. And until next time, what you shine a light on cannot stay hidden. See you then. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.